You are listening to episode 302 of the Mindfulness-Based Weight Loss Podcast with me, Lucia Hawley. Welcome to the Mindfulness-Based Weight Loss Podcast, the show for women like you who have tried restrictive diet after diet and are ready for simple, thoughtful solutions to help you sustainably lose weight for the last time from a place of abundance and peace. If you're looking to end the yo-yo of comfort eating and rigid weight loss protocols and instead step into living your life mindfully on your terms while losing weight in the process, you're in the right place. Hello, hello, my party people. Welcome to the show. How are you doing? I'm doing really well. Really, really well. I'm feeling really great. I don't have a lot of updates, which I'm going to take as a good thing. You let me know what your updates are. In today's episode, I figured some of you might be curious about how, because don't we all love to know what someone else is doing? Let's be real, okay? As much as we can hear, eyes on your own plate, stay in your own lane. We're human, we're social, we do learn from other people. We are curious. It's not necessarily a bad emotion. I think it's one of the coolest emotions out there to be curious. I would bet that, and if you're a newer listener, I'm currently pregnant with my first little kiddo. And I would bet that you are probably curious how I, as a coach that specializes in weight loss, specifically fat loss, how I would approach my own and how I will approach my own weight loss postpartum. Now, I'm currently 6 months pregnant and baby is due towards the end of June. So even though I cannot believe I'm already 6 months pregnant, I still have the third trimester to go. So while this weight loss will not be happening for quite a bit, I still figured this could be a good time to do this episode because one of the things that I value to the best of my ability is making a plan and having a plan. And while I understand that there are plenty of things that we cannot plan in pregnancy, simply having a general framework for how I will choose to approach this shift in my body that is already currently happening, and as I'm gaining weight for and with the baby as I'm pregnant, on the other side, that's just the flip side of, to me, the same journey. I feel like not much, well, I like catch myself every 2 seconds being like, not much changes from the standpoint of what I will do with myself postpartum in terms of what I would recommend to someone else if they were coming to me postpartum seeking weight loss. There are some variables that I don't know in terms of how in control or not in control, how much I'll have to flow with different variables. Of course, I'm hoping for a quite simple, and I tell the doctors every time, you know, I go in for my monthly appointments, I'm like, I would like this to be a boring pregnancy. And so far it really has, aside from any of the cliche symptoms, you know, did not want to eat much food aside from carbs in the first trimester. Second trimester, I'm feeling loads better. Definitely, I have less energy as the days go on, but very readily can hit my step goals. I have to be intentional there. Back to eating balanced meals 3 times a day with some snacks in there and eating a bit more now to support the growing baby. Okay. Like, anyway, those are like the brass tacks, the cut and dry things. So that's where I'm at currently, and I will continue to gain weight. And postpartum, as much as I would like to have a very simple birth, I'm also open to whatever needs to happen will happen, and that'll be great. So, to the best of my ability, I'm not even going to be focusing on anything regarding my weight for a decent chunk of time after birth. I want to give my body plenty of time to make sure that all systems are go, whether that gets to include breastfeeding, which I hope it does, but if it doesn't, you guys, I am so, it's funny because I feel like in the health and wellness space, and everyone just gets to choose what they want to choose. I do feel like sometimes I don't see things represented from a really, in my opinion, balanced standpoint. I think there can be a lot of ego around, like, transitioning into becoming a mother or a caretaker, a parent. I feel like people have boxes that they really want to check off. And, like, I think it could be cool to breastfeed. And also, if that does not feel good in my body, if it doesn't feel good for the baby or some mixture of those, not a problem. So many things I feel like people latch onto as problems. And for me, I'm like, what's the anti-problem? Anyway, so I'm approaching how I'm going to lose weight as well postpartum from not this place of like, oh, that's going to be a problem I will then have to solve. Instead, oh, this is a natural life transition. A lot of it is going to happen naturally after birth, naturally from a metabolic standpoint, especially if I do breastfeed, my caloric needs will rise or stay risen. There will be fairly similar to my caloric needs towards the end of my pregnancy, especially once I am back to generally the activity level that I have right now, which, by the way, what I have right now is not extreme, okay? Sometimes I think we forget that too, is taking into account from a calorie standpoint, how active we are. Are we sedentary? Are we lightly active? Are we moderately active? Are we very active? I am not very active. I would say in this pregnancy, I am on the low end to firmly in the middle of moderately active. I'm not trying to push things, y'all. Again, anytime I feel my little ego trip up, I'm like, ah, go take a nap. Go take a nap, little ego. You are welcome here, but you are not the primary voice that I listen to. So in my plan that is welcome to change to best suit my needs as time reveals itself, okay? Postpartum, here's my plan to lose weight. After a couple of weeks, ideally, I'd like to bring my walks back in. I am well aware that they will not perhaps be exactly the amount of activity that I have right now, but they'll probably be fairly close. And over time, they will be the same. Spoiler. Okay, so I'll have awareness of my activity levels. Number two, if I am breastfeeding, I will have awareness of that activity level, because that is a metabolic need, and your calorie intake need is higher if you are breastfeeding, because your body is doing this extra metabolic event. So I will factor those calories in as well. And if I'm not, then I will factor in not breastfeeding as well, okay? In general, breastfeeding is around 500 calories. I think it depends on the person, the stature of that person. I also think it depends on the baby. If I were having multiples, that would be another story as well. So even within breastfeeding, there's a range of calories that are the target that you would be aiming to eat to give yourself enough fuel for that metabolically. Anyway, okay, so I'm looking at my activity levels postpartum. I'm looking at if I have other metabolic needs like breastfeeding postpartum. And then from there, I'm going to give myself a gentle, and also, I'm not going to do this like as soon as the baby comes. Like I said, I'm going to give myself those handful of weeks before returning to walking with intention. And then hopefully things check out. Hopefully there's no major like physical traumas for me, so that by the time I'm ready, which is, you know, around maybe the month and a half mark postpartum, that's probably when I would start to be looking at feeling like I know the levers, like I'm already talking about, okay? Because here's the other thing. Postpartum, you're also managing some changes to your stress. Not to your stress. Well, to your stress, but also to your sleep, okay? And I will not pretend that being sleep deprived is an easy breezy experience. Having less sleep and having a ever-changing sleep pattern, which is just going to be natural with a little baby. That can totally affect your blood sugar regulation for the day after that sleep, or the days, stretching over multiple days of a change in sleep routine, affect blood sugar. It can affect your cravings. And I think people are still sometimes surprised by this, so I do want to take a moment to talk about how, just think about it from a common sense standpoint. If you're not getting enough restful sleep at night, either enough in terms of quality or quantity or a combination of both, think about it. Your body, you're still doing things the next day. Your body is going to ask you, hey, give me the energy that I missed out on from that rest and recuperation. Where do you think we get energy from? Calories. What do you think is our quickest source of energy from calories? Carbohydrates. Which carbohydrates give us the quickest blast of energy? The ones with less fiber. Okay. So I'm just going to leave that right there. But if you hadn't heard that before, like, I remember, well, no, I've had this conversation multiple times with people where they feel so bad about, you know, life being stressful, things are hard right now, they're not sleeping well, and like, ugh, that just makes your cravings so bad and they have to fight the cravings. Listen, if it's for a short period of time, your body is smart and it's actually just trying to help you get by. If your stress or sleep issues are chronic and long-term, I'm always going to support you to seek out the care of a medical practitioner, whether that is for sleep quality, sleep quantity, whether that's for stress management. There are a lot of reasons why we might not be getting fantastic sleep. So I am well aware that postpartum, my sleep might be fine. I don't know this little baby yet. But also, sleep schedule might be wackadoodle time. So I'm not pretending that I'm going to just slip into a calorie deficit and it's going to be easy breezy. I might choose to give myself more time, especially in those beginning days, because dropping weight and body fat is not a huge priority for me. For me, from a value place, my health and wellness and like my lived experience of my health and wellness is a priority. Now, at a certain point, those two roads cross paths. Okay, at a certain point, body fat does impact the experience of my health and wellness, right? You've learned on this show before that your body fat is a secondary endocrine organ. You've learned about things like leptin sensitivity, insulin sensitivity, blood sugar regulation. There's an intersection there. But the amount of weight that I'll be managing is not gonna super, like, you know, like, you pick up what I'm saying now, like, it's mostly just to feel like my body is kind of coming back into its new normal. It's not really going to be from a health and wellness standpoint. It's going to be more from an aesthetic standpoint. So because of that, I'm well aware I am choosing to have plenty of flexibility about when this plan begins. So taking into account my sleep, my stress, any physical recuperation that will be, and any extra that will be occurring postpartum, and taking into account metabolic events like breastfeeding, as well as my activity levels, within a month or two, with all the caveats that I just offered you, that's when I'll be looking to be in a calorie deficit of, I'd say, around like 400 calories. Okay? That's it. And I'm going to do that while continuing to have a balance of my macronutrients. So I'll calculate whatever my total amount of calories will be, and that'll be my general calorie target. And then from that target, I'll have a general breakdown of roughly a third of that coming from protein, a third of that coming from carbs, and a third of that coming from fat. I'll really ensure that I'm hitting that third of protein every day. And if the fat and the carbs shake out where one day I desire more carbs and less fat, fantastic. If another day they're totally even, fantastic. If another day it's more fat and fewer carbs, fantastic. Those can just play out how they'll play out. And yeah, that's my plan for my weight loss postpartum. I hope hearing that, it was super freaking boring. It should be. the more you can get off of the hamster wheel of like, oh my God, the plan's got to be so intensive and I've got to hit X, Y, and Z and it's going to mean this and that and blah, 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 and this food and that food, can't have this, got to have that, do this, do that. The more, to me, that's just the diet culture and you not feeling confident in trusting that time and a decent calorie deficit is going to get you where you want to go. Now, of course, saying those two things, I will always also support the other healthy habits. So like I mentioned, I'm getting a balance of the macronutrients. Like I also mentioned, I'll be aware of my sleep and will be protecting it to the best of my ability in this new novel to me situation. I'll be aware of my stress. I'm just so freaking excited. So, you know, I'm going to be aware of my stress to the best of my ability, but like, oh my gosh, can you even? I can't wait. I'll be aware of and consistent with my steps, especially as I heal more and more postpartum. I'll be engaging in resistance training, and I'll keep that as light and appropriate as makes sense for me and my body. Again, like I said, if you know me, if you've been here for a minute, it's not about my ego. It's just about valuing my health. So any strength training that I'd be doing would be to retain and maintain my muscle mass. And I hope it goes without saying, but I'll also just be making sure that I'm drinking water throughout the day. That, as a healthy habit, is most of the healthy habits, I will say, are pretty easy for me to nail. And I don't say that to brag. I say it because I've practiced them for years upon years. And they're just kind of, to me, like the basic to-dos of general human wellness. They shouldn't be super hard once you've practiced them. Of course, when you're practicing any new skill, it's going to be a challenge in terms of just decision fatigue, deciding that you're confident enough and that you're worthy of having that wellness in your life. I do see that as a barrier for a lot of people, is that they just don't believe, they haven't shown themselves the proof, because you don't get the proof until you do the thing. And when you're not doing the thing, you don't see the proof. So your brain is like, why would I pay attention to that? I don't have proof for it. That's just how our brains work, especially when we're stressed out. So that's my plan. Let me know if you have questions. It's a plan. It's not rigid. It will flex with me. It has the basics. And it's here to support me. It's here to support me and my wellness and my changing body. Because I hope also what you see is that the habits are basic. They're boring. A calorie deficit is basic. It is boring. The implementation is basic. It is boring. It breeds success due to the consistency, the intentionality, and our bodies are supposed to change, and the habits don't really have to change all that. Like, they gotta change a little bit, you know? You gotta be able to flex without throwing the towel in or having a meltdown. You just get to flex with yourself. Like, I could do a whole other episode on that first trimester where I really had to flex with saying, like, yeah, having a month or two where my steps are much lower than where I would normally be isn't a big deal, because my body is doing this other thing that it is telling me, hey-o, much bigger priority. And even now, a couple months away from that, I was just looking at my steps, because I do wear a Fitbit, that I got in like 2017. This thing has lasted me so long. I was looking at my steps this morning from the last couple of months and the averages, and seeing, like, man, it was so tough in November and more of December than I wanted it to be to hit kind of any amount. Like, I was just surviving. And then it was so interesting, right? If I didn't just let myself survive those 2 months, if I had tried to fry myself when I was very newly pregnant to hit an arbitrary step goal, I probably wouldn't have been able to get the steps back in January, and then even more steps back in February. Like, it was really cool seeing my consistency. And I also updated my step goal, right? Like, my general step goal when I'm not pregnant is about 10,000 steps a day. And that first trimester, it was My step goal is not having a step goal. It's just surviving. But the reason I have a step goal is because it feels wonderful for me in general, most of the time. So I also hope you hear that, like, as you get really consistent, and now I have a step goal of 8,000 a day. So it's a little bit lower than like when I'm not pregnant, but I hit it pretty darn consistently. And when I don't, it's because my body is saying like, girl, no, I'm so tired. I'm growing an elbow right now. Give me a nap instead. So I hope you hear through this process that part of the joy and the treat of being consistent with your basic, boring, healthy habits is that you also get consistent with knowing when it's time to flex away from the habit, whether that's for a day or for a certain season. And I see people really like get bewildered with themselves and they're like, oh, I used to be this athlete and then I fell out of it for this reason or that reason. I can't get back into it. And they put way too much meaning onto it versus saying like in the present moment, what would I like to do? Well, how would I like to either challenge myself, treat myself? What is my body actually asking for? And how am I tuning into that ask? Sometimes you don't want to do a step goal, for example, and you do it for 10 minutes and then you see how you feel, or your workout, right? You get your butt out the door to walk the dog, even though you're not really feeling it. And then you notice, oh, when I do that and I do push myself kindly, and now I'm on the other side of that pushing of myself, what do I notice? Was it worth it? That's how you get to know yourself, your goals, your whys, your values, is that you show up to it. It's that curiosity we were talking about a couple minutes ago. Anyway, that's the end of this episode. Do let me know if you have questions, but I hope it was helpful, even if pregnancy, postpartum is not something that will be occurring in your life or in your specific body. Maybe it's someone you know, maybe not. I hope you can also read between the lines that you get to flex with your body in whichever season it might be in, and that no one season is better than another. Okay? Okay? Okay. You're great. Thank you so much for being here, and I'll see you on next week's episode. Bye. Hey, if you love today's show, I'd love for you to take a minute and give a rating with a review. If you too are ready for more women to make life choices from loving mindfulness, that means we need more women listening to this message so they know it's available to them and they can do it too. And if you're ready yourself, come coach with me, where we'll work together and you'll learn how to take this process to the next level in your wellness goals, life desires, and beyond. Go to luciahawley.com, that's L-U-C-I-A-H-A-W-L-E-Y.com to connect.